Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8-11, happy President's Day. Time brought to you by DQE Communications. For reliable business internet, depend on DQE. Chris Mack with you. Colin Dunlap has the day off. Jim Colony's still here. We got a different producer named Matt. We just find people with the same names to replace each
makes
other.
Makes it easier.
Here. Yeah, it is a whole lot. So when we get Matt, he's like, Matt, what are you doing? This producer, Matt, has done an admirable job to this point. I don't know if anyone's as good as the producer, Matt, but we'll have a producer, Matt, off someday, maybe. And put them in a cage and see what happens. Mitch Keller scheduled to join us in just a few moments. Pirates top pitching prospect, top prospect overall. And we'll talk to him about, well, this is his first major league camp, Jim. So I think that's the interesting transition for him this year. This will be the first year where you can legitimately say, yes, we could see Mitch Keller in Pittsburgh by the end of the year. Because he's A, starting in major league camp, and B, he's, you know, everybody looks at it and says, well, you've got these four starters, right? You've got Tyone, Archer, Musgrove, Williams, and you expect Jordan Lyles, Nick Kingham, Stephen Brault to compete for the fifth spot. But then there's this guy who we've been hearing so much about for the past few years, and he joins us now here on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning, Mitch. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for giving us a couple of minutes. First full squad workout today. And we were just talking about it, your first time in major league camp. It's been a few days now of pitchers and catchers and bullpens and all that, a little live BP yesterday. What has been the difference, if any, for you so far this year's spring training as opposed to the last couple of years?
I mean, the only difference is just being around all the big league guys and all the starting crew that we have. And it's just been a really good experience so far, just being able to work out and train with those guys for the past week, and I'm ready to keep going.
Yeah, one of the important things here early on is locker placement. So where are you? And you just kind of sit around and listen and absorb, or are you an active guy that asks a lot of questions of the veterans?
The first couple of days of just sitting there and absorbing. Now I'm opening up a little bit more and asking a little bit more questions. But it's pretty cool locker placement, sandwiched right between Archer and J-Mo and Garth Brooks. So, I mean, it's a good time.
Get some pitching tips from Garth Brooks or not? I think, you know, I think you want to kind of stay away from that.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to ask you recently as last year, certainly the year before that, early on in camp, when you would throw a bullpen, and were you cognizant of those guys that you mentioned? I know Archer wasn't here yet, but guys like you know, Tyone, Williams, maybe even, you know, a few years ago, Garrett Cole would have been here, that with you coming up through the organization, they kind of knew who you were, and that did you notice that they were checking you out, basically?
Sometimes. I mean, especially J-Mo. He's always been a really good dude and just always included me and asked me questions, and he's always just been on standby just watching my pens. Even in the spring training, too, he's just always there watching. Just giving feedback, what he can give, and he's really all about it. So it's been really cool to just see those guys take interest in the younger guys.
Pirates prospect Mitch Keller with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Describe what was most difficult, I guess, Mitch, about the jump from Altoona to Indy. And they always talk about how every level you jump gets exponentially more difficult.
Yeah, just the experience of hitters. I mean, you got a bunch of big league guys that have played in the big leagues and that are down in AAA, just whether that's injury or, you know, just trying to refine their skills to get back to the major league ready. So, I mean, there's the experience is the big thing there. That was the biggest difference for me. And I just had to, you know, counteract that and be a little bit better myself.
Mitch, obviously you've got a certain amount of natural ability. That's why you got drafted and coming up through the organization the way you have. How much, when you're coming up through the Pirates, do they want you to pitch a certain way, or do they look at you and, you know, the natural ability that got you to the spot and kind of let you, I don't know, they work with you to try to hone it as opposed to try to change anything?
Yeah, they just work with us really well. All of our pitching staff and pitching coordinator Mitch Scott Mitchell has been there with me every step of the way through the minors, and they just really take what you have and run with it. There's no drastic changes here or there, and it's all about like making your mechanics a little bit better and learning how to pitch. So it's been really good.
You mentioned before when we asked about the transition from one level to another, in particular last year, AA to AAA, just the fact that you see major league experienced guys at that level, whether they're rehabbing or down for a couple of weeks, whatever it may be. Do you find that it affected you more in your stuff and whether it could get certain guys out or not at any point in the count? Or did you find yourself perhaps playing more mind games with more experienced hitters and thinking more about sequencing as opposed to the actual execution of the pitches?
I think where I ran into trouble was just trying to make my stuff more nasty. That's where I started leaving balls up and not executing as well as I should or as well as I can. But yeah, they're just really experienced guys, and I needed to. And that's the thing is I knew I needed to be a little bit better in my execution. So just refining mechanics and just getting back to my roots.
How much do you have to trust a catcher when you might have a certain idea of how to pitch a hitter and the catcher, not that you're at odds with him, but how does that dynamic work where you at some point realize, hey, you know what, these guys know what they're talking about, I'll just do what they say?
Yeah, especially when you first get called up. I mean, I got called up to AAA halfway through the year, and I mean, like Stallings and LeVarnway last year knew those guys. They'd been facing them all year, so I'm going to put my trust in them my first couple starts, and then go from there and just do what I see. And usually it lines up with what they've seen too. So we work really well with all our catchers here and have really good conversations. So I got a lot of trust in them.
Your major league manager, Clint Hurdle, has something that's stuck in my brain because I've heard him say it a bunch of times in talking with him, and it's that expectations create resentments. So I'm not going to ask you what your expectations are for 2019, but when you sit there and think about the fact that you could be with the big league club by the end of the year, that things are starting to line up that way, that your career is progressing in the right direction, when you stop and think about that, and then you look backwards as well, because it'll create sort of some introspection and some thinking about the road that you've taken to get there, what stuck out to you the most about your climb to this point?
That it's really a grind through the minor leagues. I mean, you're not going to have every day is not going to be pretty. You're going to have bad days here and there, and it's just what I've really learned is how are you going to counteract those days and turn them around to make them really good days? Because I can only make you better for that next day or that next week or next series or whatever it may be, and I think that's really going to help me when I get to that level, that next level, and hit a roadblock, I guess you could say, just turning it around quicker.
Yeah, how do you feel? Maybe tell us a little bit about the group that you've come up with. I know you're maybe a half season ahead of some of the other guys, but a group that's had some success coming up with guys like Cole Tucker, guys like Will Craig, guys like Cabrian Hayes. What's that been like coming up with those guys?
Oh, man, it's awesome. We're always talked to, like, we're the next wave, and us as a group has just kind of really taken that, and we know it. We know we're the next wave coming up, and we're all ready to make an impact and help this team win a World Series. It's really a cool group just to see the interaction between McJamo and Musgrove and all those guys up top that are in the big leagues doing well, really reaching out to all of us down here, because they know too that you know, we could all make an impact on this club, and everyone's going to help out to get that World Series.
So is it tough now that you're this close? Is it tough to be patient?
You know, I understand how it all works and everything that goes with that. So it's you want to be there, but I understand, and it's not that tough to be patient because I still have stuff to work on that I need to be better at to succeed at the big league level and help.
Mitch, thanks so much for the time this morning. We appreciate you doing it on the day of the first full squad workouts. We know you guys have been busy with bullpens and getting things set for the 2019 season. So it was good of you to take a couple minutes. We appreciate it. And look at it this way. When you do get the call, there's a good chance it gets you away from that Cole Tucker guy, right?
That's right.
All right, man. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Yep.
Mitch thanks, Keller with us, Pirates top prospect. And really, the reason I think it's so interesting because you look at the biggest strength of the major league club, and it is the starting rotation, the top four, right? And we think, you know, we've been keeping an eye on this guy for how many years now? It's almost like the same way we felt about Glasnow to a certain extent, but it feels like they've learned something from those lessons in that they're not going to push this any faster than they have to, and they're lucky because, or perhaps they've just gotten good at developing, at building a rotation for this year. They're in a good spot where they have plenty of starters they trust. They don't have to rush him along.
No, they don't, but it's the old good problem to have.
Yes.
Right, if he's lighting it up at AAA, and there might be that spot, and if he earns it, I hope they don't hesitate in calling him up.
Well, and also, if he does have a strong start to the year at Indy, it'll indicate that he's able to bounce back from problems where, I mean, 4.82 ERA at AAA last year, he's going to have to bounce back if he wants to be a part of the Major League rotation.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.